I want to welcome you today to the threshing floor. You say, well, what's that? Well, you'll know. You know already. I'm just going to define a little bit, put some structure around what you're going through right now. We're going to talk about winnowing today. What's that? You'll know in a few minutes. And it'll name an awful lot of what's going on in your life. People think if they're going to walk with God, everything's going to be from featherbed to featherbed, conquest to conquest. Well, sometimes you go up to the mountaintop and you got to go down into the valley in order to get to the next mountain. Come on. I don't know what you've heard, and I don't know all the preaching you're feeding on, but let me tell you, honey, Jesus is bringing all of us right now, corporately as the body of Christ, to the threshing floor. This is not a negative word. I remember a man who was so ill for so long, and he was just beside himself. Did you know prolonged physical pain, prolonged financial stress, prolonged relationship problems will wear you out? The enemy's goal is to wear out the saints, not with a sudden strike of lightning, or you'd all be dead, but a systematic drop by drop. Endurance. But you know, God understands that. And so what he says is this. What's the threshing floor? Let me read a scripture, Isaiah 21:10. Oh, my people, threshed and winnowed. You said, that's what I am, Greg, threshed and winnowed. Yeah, we're going to get there in a minute. Threshing is when you harvest the wheat or the cereal product and you bring it to the threshing floor and you lay it out with one goal in mind. Did you know while the wheat is in the field, that husk that covers and protects the wheat is absolutely necessary? But once you harvest the wheat in a bundle and take it, now it's a hindrance. Did you know the husk, the worthless things, the meaningless things in life have to be separated from us? Do you know there are some things that were utterly valuable in your life that kept you alive, but now they must be removed, and the wind must carry that chaff away? If you're in Antarctica, you will put on a blanket, someone else's blanket, 55 shirts, and anything to stay alive. But get on a plane in that outfit and go to Florida and spend a few hours walking around the street. You will have to take off everything that kept you alive in the frozen earth. God's in the process right now of winnowing. That's when you take a fork and you throw the wheat you've harvested into the air so that the air, that beautiful wind from the west at evening, can blow the chaff away. The now meaningless, useless refuse. The threshing floor is the place where the Lord does his work of separation. But this is good news. I knew the friend that I had was ill and sick, and one day he was filled with joy. And we said, what? What is it? He goes, I have leukemia. Sometimes it's just good to know what you're sick with. Oh, praise God. Now I know what to do. Now, okay, now who do I see? What do I do? Sometimes God just has to name how bad it is or what it is. And you can say, oh, I was abused when I was a child. Oh, praise God. That's why I'm repeating all this negative behavior. Now there's hope. Oh, isn't the kingdom of God upside down? If you want to go down, you go up. If you want to go up, you go down. It's just crazy to learn the ways of the Lord. He's not a psychopath. But you know what? We are broken and we need a Savior. And so he says, baby, trust me. I don't know. You know, the pruning knife is in the right hand. It's in the hand of Jesus. He knows how to cut back just what is right. Now, I won't give you the pruning knife for my life because you'll gut me on a bad day. We're going to talk about the threshing floor because this is the place where God does his work of separation. And what is the work of separation? Oh, my people, threshed and winnowed, I have told you everything the Lord of heaven's armies has said, everything the God of Israel has told me. Listen to this verse. Micah 4:12. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Sheaves are the harvested cereal product. And the minute you cut the roots and harvest, you have to go to the threshing floor. Because what once was necessary to keep you alive, that little husk and chaff used to keep you alive, but it's the second the harvest happens, it must go. Did you know the Lord is winnowing away from us people, places, and things that we once needed? We were surgically attached to them. You've got your umbilical cord attached to a person or a relationship. And guess what? Eventually, baby, if you want to walk around and like see God's big world, he has to cut that cord. Do you know how many umbilical cords I've cut in my life? How many have ever cut an umbilical cord? Come on, one, how many? One, two, three. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's the strangest thing ever. The baby's born. There's the baby. There's that long cord. And the doctor says, go ahead, just cut that. It's counterintuitive. And it's like cutting a finger off or something. I'm going, this isn't going to hurt the baby, is it? No, go ahead and cut, Pastor. And I'm like going, huh. But that was necessary. See, it's like being underwater with just a little reed coming up above the shore. You can be in a person, place, relationship situation where you're just, you're desperate. You're attached to them. And the Lord says, it's sort of like Alien, the movie. You can't see because there's something. It, but I just can't see clearly. Father, I pray for my vision right now. Well, how come we don't just pray off the chaff, which is unimportant now? Maybe you needed that thing at some point. I don't. Ball analogies break down, but you know what I'm saying. There are things that were necessary. Micah says they don't know the thoughts of the Lord. They don't understand his plan. Right now, he's gathering us like sheaves to the threshing floor. He's saying, "Baby, come to my threshing floor. Let me tell you the good news of what I'm doing. I'm doing a work of separation in your life. Good news. I'm going to blow all the chaff, which is lightweight stuff, away. So the heavy wheat will remain." Did you know that the wheat is heavier than the chaff? Did you know there are light things in your life that you don't just give any interest to that are absolutely controlling your fruitfulness? Just little light things. My dad used to say, "Well, I'm not Hitler." I'd go, "Well, the verdict is out this week." But he'd say, "I'm not Charles Manson." He'd always compare himself with serial killers, you know. He gives to Jerry's kids. He's nice. He's, you know, but he was missing the point. When you compare yourself to the bum in the gutter, you look great. You compare yourself to the absolute standard of God's holiness. Whoops. Whoopsie doodle. As we say to the baby, whoopsie doodle. There needs to be a few things separated from us. I'm not talking about some holiness weird, you know, women can't wear pants, and we're going to get to that in a minute. Listen to a verse. Clothesline religion. Listen to Proverbs 20, verse 8. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all the evil with his eyes. Winnowing. You know what winnowing is? It's when you take the grain and you throw it in the air in the high place of the threshing floor, and the wind from the west blew in, and at nighttime, at dusk, you say, "Craig, wait a minute, I think that's my life. I've been removed from what was familiar. I've been put on a threshing floor. There's some oxen that are sort of trampling around." You know, when the oxen start walking in circles, that would release the chaff from the grain. But there was a flail. There was a winnowing instrument. I want to read a verse from Matthew, the next one. John the Baptist says something about the Lord Jesus. Now, when I read this to you, it's going to sound like a hellfire and damnation verse, but it's not. Let me explain to you. Jesus said, "He that is coming after me is greater than I am. I'm not even worthy to remove his sandal from his shoe. Listen, his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Everybody goes, "Oh, no. Unquenchable fire." No, this is good. We need the fire of God because he's only burning away the useless husks and chaff that we don't need anymore, that's holding us back. Did you know, listen to something Jesus said. This sounds like another negative verse. Matthew 23:23. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." These are the weird religious leaders. By the way, did you know Jesus never condemned broken, lonely, normal, hungry people? He only made fun of the religious people who thought they were holy. Never do you see him with a sinner going, Now you're going to get it. He only speaks harshly and firmly to the false religionists of every age,
those with a religious spirit.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll is not going to oppose this next move of God.
It's going to be a religious spirit.
Remember the people that came out to see John the Baptist? Who is he? Who does he think he is? And they came out to see Jesus. Who does he think he is? He's 30 years old. What does he know? That's the devil that you've got to fight. Not the other stuff. That's kindergarten. It all gets boring, sweetheart. I'm 55, I know. Listen to Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin. You know, it's the tiniest income from their herb gardens. But you have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. What Jesus says is there are light things that don't matter in the kingdom, and there are heavy things that matter. And I can tell where you are spiritually by what you consider a weighty matter.
When is the tribulation?
Did you think that was a weighty matter? Oh, sorry. That's not an essential of the faith. Here's the gospel. He died, he was buried, he rose again from the dead, period. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Everything else is a non-essential. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. Oh my, see, sometimes there are light and heavy things. You know what's heavy? Jesus said, you religious people are so judicious about tithing. Every tenth dill seed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, give it to the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, give that seed to the Lord. But they would let you die on the side of the road and pass by and not help you while they're counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And give that to the Lord. Oh, I lost count. Oh no. It was a light matter. God said, give your tithe to the hungry. Some you just walked by a broken heart that you didn't mend. You justice, mercy, that's heavy. That's got heaviness to it. Light. Do you speak in tongues? Do you believe in the rapture? Do you go to movies? Light things. Worthless husks for the immature babies. What's the seventh horn and the fourth seal? Well, let's get to that. Why don't we get to your life first and straighten that out? That's a light thing. Don't major on the minors. The main things are the plain things. Do you see there's a lightness to husks and worthless refuse that God's trying to blow away and separate from us? It's called winnowing. Now, here's how it's done. You bring the sheaves to the threshing floor, and then they bring the winnowing implement. But did you know what? Isn't it good? John the Baptist says Jesus has the winnowing fork in his hand. Thank God I'm safe. He's got the pruning knife. Thank God. He's the master potter that controls the wheel and everything around it. Thank God. He owns the wine press and the winemaking process. Thank God. He's the Lord of Gethsemane where the olives are crushed and the oil is produced and pressed. Thank God. David said, Lord, let me fall into your hands and not your people. Amen. You wicked things. I'm going to give my pruning knife to you. You're going to give your pruning knife to your mama, your daddy, you're somebody who's just don't just go out and say, here, prune me. Oh my gosh. Notice Jesus owns the threshing floor. He has the winnowing implement. And good news, he will make sure that threshing ground, that it was high ground, because it had to be close to the wind. So that when you would use the winnowing fork and throw the wheat into the air, the wind in the evening from the west would blow away the husks. That's what we call the easy winnowing. Isn't it nice when he just throws you up in the air? Ever felt like that? He throws you up in the air. You have no control, no sense of what's going to happen. Oh my God, I've got to trust God. Heard of the old woman, they finally gave her, they said, I'm sorry, dear, you've got cancer. And she said, well, what do I do? He said, pray. She said, has it come to that? Good God. Have you been winnowed? Are you in the both feet firmly planted in midair? And you're convinced, I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. That's when you have to trust him, baby, because there is no control at all when he's throwing you up in the air. The goal, though, is the wind is to separate the chaff from the wheat. The weighty, important things will fall to the ground and stay. Now, there are some folk that will not let go of chaff. They will sew it on, paste it on with super glue. I'll die before I let this go. Okay, well, he's got a way too. Now the threshing floor becomes a little ominous because he'll bring an oxen now that will tread on you. The clean animals have got those little shoes on. Here they come. Circular. Oh, the chaff will go. Oh, it's going to go. And then Jesus comes up smiling like in all the paintings. But you don't see behind his back is a winnowing implement. I love you. Shoom! You take the winnowing fork and you hit the grain, and all of a sudden, those chaff bits start loosening up. Did you know the Lord is a believer in divorce when it comes to divorcing from you the chaff and the husks that are no longer necessary? The light items that have covered the heaviness of your fruitfulness and your destiny. Honey, he is good at separating. Now, you don't hear this as a hell and fire and brimstone. No, thank God for unquenchable fire that's going to burn up what's been wounding you. Thank God he is in control of the process of separating from you what you no longer need. Now, you know, in the body of Christ, I see this all the time, majoring on the minors. That means you're putting all your energy and strength into some weird little thing. You know, when you move in scholarly circles, you can often learn things that'll dismantle some of your secret little pleasures. Remember Revelation 13, 18, the number of the beast is 666. Well, they found a Greek manuscript in 1999 and one in 1843 and 1844 that corrects that rendering. The number of the beast is 616. Whoops! 7 tons of Christian internet material given to the flames. Well, now, if you add sixes up, of course, three of them, they go together. And they it was misreading. See, if you're majoring in the minors and your whole internet life is 666 and Henry Kissinger and Ronald Wilson Reagan and the whole thing, okay, now you've lost everything that you were hoping on. Don't hang your whole Christian life on one little thumbtack that might be removed. Don't major on the minors. That's not a heavy thing. I don't mean to mess with your interest in the Illuminati and the Masons and light things. You're wasting your life on chaff. Well, I don't agree with him once he hit that point. Now I'm going to... Yeah, well, see, I just... welcome to the threshing floor. Bring the oxen. I don't want the winnowing fork and the oxen. I want to be thrown in the air, and I want every bit of chaff by the gentle west wind blown away. I want an easy separation. But if it isn't easy, it'll be done anyway. When's the last time you thought, God, you're killing me. You're taking some away from me. He said, I'm just separating the chaff from you, little wheat. You're what matters. That doesn't anymore. You can't progress anymore unless him, he, she, them, what is blown away in a good way. The wind. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I don't even want to leave my message and get a gun and say, the pastor said. You know, is God pruning anything away? Is he shaping you on the potter's wheel? The threshing floor is called the Goran, and that's the place of separation. That's where everything mixed together. Did you know there's mixture in everything in your life? There's what God's doing, the devil's doing, and what you're doing. Everything God does smells like roses. Everything the devil says smells like refuse, and everything you do smells of sweat. So in everything in your life, you have to say, now, wait a minute, that was 40% God, 20% me, and the rest was the enemy. Maybe sometimes it is all God. Thank God. Sometimes it's all the devil. Sometimes it's just you. Neither God nor the devil are involved. The mixture. That's why we need him bringing us to the threshing floor. We need his winnowing capacities. Say, Lord Jesus, I don't know what should be chaff blown away in my life, and I don't know what's... Well, you know what matters? We'll fall down and remain on the threshing floor. The threshing floor was a place of where seed was produced, fruitfulness was produced, but separation came. Oh, rejoicing. What if it's just chains he's separating from you? Nobody's going to take my chains. Did you know it's so... You can in one step, our precious brethren in the covenant of the Lord honored the Sabbath, but they exalted the Sabbath above God himself who made it. One step, a light thing, it's okay, given by God for us, becomes God to you. Your precious children in one step can become an idol that you're worshiping, burning incense to. Idols are idols whether they are metal or mental.
I'd never burn incense to a Baal statue.
No, but you believe your opinion is God Almighty's word on every topic. That's idolatry. Whoops! We all have idols we need to be separated from. And all idols in the Bible are things that we put in the place of God. Only God belongs in the ultimate commitment slot for your life. You don't make an ultimate commitment to the less than the ultimate. That's called idolatry.
Baal make our harvests fruitful.
You'd never worship Baal, but you will worship your political opinion after you're done eating at a meal.
Well, let me just tell you,
you know, you're going to hold forth, as fools do, on whatever your little God opinion is on everything. See, we should be humbled. You know, the word came from the Delphic oracle that Socrates was the wisest man alive. And they found him and said, Socrates, the oracle of Apollo says you're the wisest man that's alive. And he goes, huh? So he goes to every city and he finds the wisest people there are. You know, the people attributed with smarts. You ever met people? People say, oh, talk to her. Oh, talk to him. Oh, they know everything. Socrates would go right up to him and go, hi, how are you? I hear you're the smartest guy in town. Could I ask you a question? Sure, go ahead. Shoot. What is justice? Well, justice is giving to the poor. No, that's an act of justice. What is justice? Well, it's taking care of your family and doing the next right thing. No, that's a just act. What is justice? And he found out in three questions, they didn't know anything. So finally, Socrates said, all I know is I know nothing. And in that saying, it was fulfilled what the Delphic oracle said. Socrates was the wisest man alive. You can be the wisest woman in the room today. Just surrender totally to God and say, I have no idea what's going on. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. The goron, the threshing floor, was sacred. The act of winnowing, blowing that current of air through the grain to remove the chaff, to sort it out, to filter it out, to sift it out. Oh, loved one, he is winnowing his people. That's good news. That's good news. You're not crazy. I love Proverbs 20, verse 8. Listen again. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. Did you know when a king, you can't pull anything on him, he knows all the cheap ways around the argument, and when the king starts looking around the room, you don't look directly into his face because you know you're going to be winnowed. You know what I mean? You don't present a bogus argument when Solomon was on the throne. Next case, you can winnow with your eyes. Come on, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You're out somewhere, somebody tries to say, so what's your sign? You know, and you just sort of winnow with your eyes and say, I don't think so. You're winnowing, you know, knocking the chaff away. Loved one, God has a different opinion of what chaff is in our lives. Sometimes we think, I've got to have that piece of chaff crafted in my eye. I've always had it in my eye. Did you know chaff cannot be digested by humans? Only animals? Are you an animal? Quit eating that chaff, that refuse, that God's trying to take stuff away. We're the only creatures that will eat gossip, spit it up, and eat it again. You can't digest it, but we eat it.
Did you hear about Jerry? Did you hear what happened?
Well, let me tell you so we can pray more accurately. So here comes the chaff. Here comes the chaff. Eat a handful. Chaff burgers. Chaff steaks. And you're eating it, but you can't digest it. Only animals. Chaff was only plowed under in the ground, or it was burnt with, thank God, unquenchable fire. That means when it's gone, that fire won't stop. Fire is going to contain it. Did you know God knows how to take everything we need to lose and contain it in his flame? See, that one, that verse didn't hurt so much, did it? Gentle Jesus has the winnowing implement. Bless his name. So he'll hit me. No, he'll hit around you. He'll shake things up. They used to have winnowing baskets. Let me tell you one of my favorite stories as we're sort of concluding, because I may have to carry this over next week, because I only have 30 more pages, and there was only 20 to begin with, so it's getting complex up here. It's deep up here. Judges 6, verse 11. Let me read this to you. It says that Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When we meet Gideon, one of the greatest heroes in the Bible, listen what he's doing. He's in a wine press, hidden, scared to death of the Midianite enemy, and he's winnowing. He's doing what we're talking about. He's made that secret place his threshing floor. You know, the threshing floor isn't just here at church. It isn't just at some Christian event. It's in your bathroom. It's your bedroom. Threshing floor can be anywhere you are, at work, sitting in your little cubicle. It can become a threshing floor. Say, Lord, come visit me right now. I need your wisdom right now. Show me what's light and what's really valuable in this situation. You know, you can win an argument and lose the relationship. You want to be right, or do you want to be reconciled? We need the threshing floor all the time. Lord, I'm calling a threshing floor right here in my house, because I don't know how to separate what's of you and what isn't. By the way, only the wind, only the Holy Spirit knows what is chaff and what is wheat in your life. No one died and left you, Holy Ghost. Don't give the pruning knife to everybody. Jesus knows just what to cut. Your well-intentioned friends will cut your throat in his name. What's this, a pruning knife? What did it? Oh, look. Oh, God, I'm sorry, I can't believe. Only the wind from the west that blew the chaff away and allowed the wheat to fall in its weightiness on the ground knows what's chaff in your life. Mama may not, your baby sister may not, and everybody's got an opinion. You get two Christians together, you have 12 opinions, so don't worry about that. Don't go giving your pruning knife to everybody. Only the wind, only the Holy Ghost, bless his name. God, the third person of the Trinity, knows what's chaff for you. And by the way, my chaff may not be anything like your chaff. What's lightweight and God's trying to remove from my life may not even be what he's dealing with in you. I get questions all the time. And again, there are answers to questions. But when your life is burning down, you don't really need to know where Cain got his wife. Light matter. It's not heavy. What about predestination and free will? Now, if God knows everything, then why don't we get your life together, baby? Could we just bring you back to the cross? Let's main things are the plain things. Look right here. Look right here. Look into my eyes. That's not an essential. Let's not use that as a cloak of defensiveness to keep God from coming into the threshing floor and saying, I need that chaff. That person, place, or thing used to be usable to you and is absolutely essential, isn't now. I'm cutting the umbilical cord in that case. It's scary. It's in the hands of Jesus. That's why I'm at peace. David, when he sinned, said, Lord, let me fall into your hand. Even if it has a winnowing fork, I trust him. I do not trust anyone else, because only the Holy Ghost is the wind who knows the chaff from the wheat. So don't be, now here, I'm chatting. Now, let me just in the book of Judges, we'd call it killing your father's bullock. Sometimes you just have to kill a lot of things you used to believe in that you had picked up somewhere, like lint. Do you know, you pick up stuff like osmosis, the brother of Moses. You know, you're just hanging around in your church culture and you just pick up stuff. And you think it's essential and it's not. And you go to another camp and God goes, you know, I'm going to have to do some winnowing here and put you on the threshing floor. You need to be separated from that weird idea. I had some brothers, and hey, I love every camp and culture in the body of Christ. It is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless everybody, but everybody's got their crazy. I had some brothers that we would pray, and whenever we would pray, they would all start shaking. Okay? Except me, because I wasn't in on the cultural part. So I never felt any need to do that when I was praying. I didn't want to judge them. But you know what? Do you think in the kingdom sense of eternity, that was a weighty matter that really was important? Or was that just a light thing? It was a light thing. So I didn't bother them. They didn't bother me. I wouldn't jump. They jumped. Okay. Then I had a lady come and wanted to pray over me, and she stood up and she did this when she prayed. Well, it was an accurate prayer, and I received everything she said, but the culture of that was not a weighty thing. Don't major in the minors. Just have the sense of an old cow. Eat the hay, spit out the sticks. That's worth the offering right there. You're always going to be eating the hay and spitting out the sticks. I don't care. Even in your own ministry, you're going to eat the hay and spit out the sticks. Sometimes it's all sticks. We've got to have a deliverance bag just to spit your sticks into, because that's all there is. But then learn from that. Just say, you know what, Lord? I want a ministry that has less sticks and more wheat. In my case, more hay, please, Lord. Now, Gideon, when the angel comes to him, I just want you to see this one point as I conclude here. Gideon, the Midianites for 7 years have been stealing the harvest of the people of God. They just get a ripe harvest and the Midianites take it. You ever felt sometimes that, when am I going to get a breakthrough? Every time I toil the land, I get it right to harvest. Everything's fine. The Midianites come and take it away. It's frustrating. So Gideon's in a wine press. That's where they crush the grapes to get the wine. Crush, 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 crush. And he's hiding. He's afraid of the enemy. But he's winnowing. That's his little threshing floor. So there he is, doing what we're talking about. He's got his basket. Got a few sheaves of wheat. Bam, hit, 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 hit. Shake, shake, shake. Lift it up. And whew, sometimes if there's no wind, you have a fan. You do it yourself. You're not putting out fire. You're blowing the chaff away. And the dust that settles in the process of harvesting. There's a lot of dust that God's trying to just blow out of our lives. The main things are the plain things. If you want a new tattoo for whatever, in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, in all things charity, that's just a suggestion. I'm going to have that done like the Mike Tyson thing on the side of my head. That quote will save your life. Because in the middle of an argument that's gone bad, you can say, is this an essential of the Christian faith? Nope. Okay, then it's a non-essential. So I got to be loving, but that's a light matter. It's not the weighty matter. Whew. Boy, it's hard to know in a given conversation when the Holy Ghost stopped and you kicked in. Father, we pray that you would... We had a man... I'm sorry. I'm not mocking anything except the guy. Okay, he was a wonderful man. But he could go, his affect was, Father, Father, we pray. Then he'd say to his kids, shut up. Put that TV off right now or you're going to get it. Father. Go right back into this prayer. And I'm a young Christian going, boy, he's got that spiritual sounding father thing down. But he would break off and then I'd see who he really was, screaming at his children. But he'd go right back into the, we all have little things like that. That the Lord's trying to say, that was you. That wasn't me. That's your culture. That's not me. It's a light matter. In fact, it needs to go. So he is doing a work of separation in all of us. Amen. It's a winnowing work. That's what it's called. But notice Gideon was found doing in private what he was called to do in public. He was winnowing the wheat, and God called him to winnow the people and bring separation between light and darkness. Wherever you are in your life, you're practicing for your destiny. David used to practice his sling and his stone. Whew, there he was for years practicing. So when he went before Goliath, he'd been practicing for so long, he could get that stone right in the only vulnerable point of Goliath's armor. All of you who may be in a wine press, notice there's the wine image and the bread image and the threshing floor image, and it's all there. Gideon was rehearsing for his future in private. You are rehearsing for your future in private. You're practicing. And he's winnowing. Good news. He's merciful in his winnowing. He's gracious. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You won't need to be hit with a winnowing fork, or the oxen won't have to be brought in. They're there. Just in case you decide that you're going to sew that chaff on and make a chaff hat and wear it and wonder why everybody won't not come near you because you're wearing chaff. You got a chaff shoes, chaff hat, chaff. God says that won't survive the unquenchable fire. He's bringing his fire through, and that's good. It burns up the wood, hand, stubble. It purifies the gold and the silver. You don't need to be afraid of fire, little gold vessel, little silver vessel. You're just going to get more purified. They liquefy gold at such a heat in order to even see the impurities manifest. You got to heat it up and melt it. And then, and you think, this is way too hot. Lord, turn down the heat too low. He goes, no, I got to keep it. Oh, there's the dross. Did you know it takes a lot to surface what's in us sometimes? Did you know that? Get my message 2 weeks ago called the tension template. Do you know, the more intense the presence of God is required to surface deeply rooted things. If you notice any beach balls popping up in your life and issues coming up that you didn't even know you had, that's the increasing presence of God is forcing things to the surface. Just, it's dross. It's chaff. Just let his wind blow it away and separate it from you. It's a good thing. We hear the word divorce and we immediately think in the terms that we think, but it just means to be separated from. And God is in the business of winnowing and separating what needs to leave. Leave it in his hands. He's much more merciful than his people. And all God's people unfortunately said, amen. Come on up, Ellen. Right now, I want to pray for you. Whatever the winnowing is, whatever he's separating you from and unto, is only known to him. The nearest and dearest to you do not know your hearts. Every person has secrets. Nobody knows. Did you know that?
We've been married 55 years.
She's got secrets you don't know anything about. We know each other like it. No, you don't. It's always a secret in the soul. But Jesus, in his love and grace, died for you, and he shed his blood for you to demonstrate that you can trust him with the winnowing implement. You can trust him with the pruning knife. He'll never overdo it. Now, you may have a messed up God picture and you think God hates you and he's after you and he's breathing fire. We'll have to correct that with my series called The Beloved. Why don't you go look online and look up The Beloved, parts 1, 2, and 3, and get that out of your head. He's not mad. Now, when you see what John the Baptist said, I always thought it was an ominous. Here he comes and he will thoroughly purge his floor. Yeah, praise God. Bring the fire. I need all the wood, hay, and stubble burn up around me. I don't want anything in my life. I don't want any furniture in my life that does not come with God's blessing. Something that you used to need can hold you back right now from the blessing. A light matter. It's just chaff. It's junk. Schlock. It must leave you. Father, we thank you. We do walk forward in trust and say we trust you, even on the threshing floor. We step onto the floor knowing that you are not a sadistic God. You are not just here with a pair of pliers to toy with us or to taunt us or to torture us or to bait us in a cage. But as we step gingerly forward onto the threshing floor, we only go there because Jesus himself went to that place willingly to be crushed for us. And now he stands having all control of the winnowing implements. Oh, we trust you, Lord. We may not trust any other living soul, but we do trust that in your guide, your grace and tenderness, and in your great love wherewith you've loved us, you will bring to the high threshing floor the wind necessary to separate what needs to go. In the name of Jesus, I speak a blessing of winnowing. Lord, thank you for the freedom and liberty that will come to us as we go, oh, that was chaff. Oh, I didn't know what to call that. Oh, praise God. There's clarity now. The wheat is the heavy thing that remains and falls to the ground. And loved one, the scripture says, after the winnowing act and the threshing floor fulfills its purpose, he gathers all of the wheat into his garner. Subterranean vaults of safety where the most important things about you and the deepest needs are met. And then he hides you away from all marauders. Deep, safe. The wheat garner is the safe place he will gather you to. So it's not just a work of separation. It's a work of gathering you unto the safe place you need to be in. Thank you for the winnowing implements in your hand. And Holy Spirit, we trust your judgment as to what is chaff. Just have your own way and bring it away and take it out. We trust you. And for those that have been hurt, listening to the opinions of others, I pray inner healing and cleansing, Lord Jesus. We don't need to be giving scalpels to people that have never been surgically trained. Any wounds that have come through people trying to separate what they think should leave our lives, we ask your healing and your cleansing and your deliverance from those memories. I'm talking to some people today, and other people have tried to winnow you. Pastors, maybe Christian leaders, people that were trying to beat something out of your, and you just didn't understand, and it didn't work. And loved one, Jesus is not strange. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He will never harm you. Just surrender right now to him. Thank you, Lord. We lie on the threshing floor willingly, and we ask that you would have your way. Have your way, Lord. You know what you're doing. Thank you that you have a way, even when we don't see a way. And it's a perfect and good way, even if we can't understand what it is. There's a big difference between God having a plan and us knowing what it is. He has a plan. It's a good plan. Surrender your life to him. Let him purge and cleanse and winnow everything away. Lord, we're not going to hold on to anything in our hands. Just right now where you are, maybe you just bow your head and close your eyes. Maybe you could just, wherever your hands are, just sort of loosen them, relax them, and just a sign to God saying, Lord, I'm loosening my grip. I'm going to hold people loosely. I'm going to hold things loosely. Just relax your hands. I'm going to hold on to everything loosely and allow you to place into my hands the weighty things that matter. He will fill your hands with things that are blessed and fruitful. We trust him in Jesus' name. Lord, you are more precious. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Could you say it again on the threshing floor? We'll sing it to him. More precious than silver. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold, more costly than gold, more beautiful. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. On the threshing floor, we thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for sending men, women, boys, and girls into our lives that are safe people, that can be your instruments in winnowing and loving us to where we need to be. We bless you in Jesus' name, that all will be well. All will be well. Amen. Can you give the Lord some praise? Bless his holy name. Amen. Thank God.